football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Ball to score a goal.
He shoots the ball. He scores.
Scoring the goals.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the League Podcast, League One and Two edition. Slightly truncated League One because of the FA Cup, but still plenty to have a look at in the company of Sam Ashu from the 72.co.uk and In Play Radio. You're welcome, Sam.
Did you say I'm welcome?
Do you know that's weird? I did that to Pete as well.
Yeah, well, I am welcome. You're welcome.
That's very weird.
We're all
I did exactly the same thing with Pete, and Pete was like, what do you mean? I just said, well, you're welcome to the podcast.
It's like I feel like I owe you, because I'm on In Play Radio, I'm on the League podcast. So, yes, I am welcome.
You are very welcome. That's very strange. I must have got that in my head somehow. I'm going to try and stop doing that as a rule. We're going to look at three games in League One and three games in League Two, then a nap at the end. We've got Pete's nap on the Championship podcast, and mine already. I'll reveal those a little bit later on, should you be desperate to hear them. When you hear the standings, you probably won't be. You can download the Championship podcast, same place you get this one, audioboom.com, williamhill.com/podcast, the72.co.uk, and on iTunes as well. Let's start with Notts County Peterborough, shall we? Notts County are 11-5. The draw is 23-10, and it's 5-4 for Peterborough. Notts County in ninth with 35 points. Peterborough down in 15th with 31 points. So not a lot separating these two. A couple of results going the right way for Peterborough and the wrong way for Notts County would see them closing quite a lot. Having said that, Sam, a couple of results does seem a long way away for Peterborough at the minute, doesn't it?
Oh, certainly, solely. I mean, they're still one of the out-of-form sides in League One, which is, you know, it's very surprising because they're one of those teams that always seem to do well when they're in League One. You know, they've yo-yoed in between the Championship and League One for a few seasons now, and they almost certainly won't be going up this year. You know, you look at their results, almost certainly, like you say, they're a couple of potentially a couple of wins off challenging for the playoffs, but still, I can't see it any time soon. And, you know, real problems off the field as well. Darren McAntony has been, he's now going to face an FA investigation for his for the ranting that he did a few weeks ago on Twitter. I mean, it's certainly the first time that I've ever seen a football chairman out his actual individual players for errors that they've made. It was very interesting reading indeed. You can still see all those tweets if you put it into your search engine or whatever. But coupled with that, manager Darren Ferguson is now facing a charge from the FA as well. He's actually been charged for his antics on the touchline in the 2-0 loss against Colchester as well. So both manager and chairman very unhappy at the moment. McAntony, I think, will stick with Ferguson, possibly even till the end of the season, because I think he, A, believes in him. I think he's more frustrated with the players. And B, he's almost trying to prove a point that, no, I'm not going to succumb to the pressure of people calling for Ferguson. I'm going to stick with him. So I think it's a weird relationship that those two have at the moment at the top of Peterborough. But clearly, something isn't working at the moment, because if you look at their results, I mean, they've lost 7 out of 9 in all competitions. That is very, very poor indeed. But then I guess you compare it to Notts County, who went through that wonderful run around November time. But, I mean, at some stage, I'm sure that even the fans would have told you their results would have had to have tailed off. Well, they've certainly have tailed off. I mean, I'm trying to put up an argument for Notts County here. The reason why I've picked this game is because I just think it's going to be a very interesting one indeed. I still think there's value for Notts County here, Lee, at 11-5. I do. Mainly because they're at home. Mainly because of how bad Peterborough's performances have been, along with their results. Actually, if you look at Notts County's results, they have had a very, very tough run indeed. They were going really well up until they lost at home to Yeovil. That was a shocking result, to be honest. That was a very surprising result indeed. You put that down and you say, look, we've played poorly there. Brush it under the carpet. Well, they couldn't brush it under the carpet because they had Swindon, Preston and MK Dons all to follow at home. Three teams that are bang in form at the moment. Three teams that did beat them But, you know, they only lost 1-0 to Preston and they only lost 1-0 to MK Dons. So whilst you look at those results, those three consecutive losses at home, or four if you like, they're not the worst results in the world. And then they beat Crewe Alexandra, who actually hit a little bit of form at the moment. So I look at those, if you sort of dissect those results, compare those with Peterborough, actually, Notts County at 11-5, in my mind, is a decent price indeed. So I think that's one of the best home prices you're going to get for Notts County at the moment. So take advantage of the fact that if you look at their form book of late, it's pretty poor. But remember, they were against some very good sides indeed.
Gillingham Oldham is the next one that we'll have a look at. Same prices actually. Gillingham 11-5, the draw 23-10. Oldham are priced up at 5-4. This is Gillingham in 19th with 28 points against Oldham in 13th with 34 points. Go figure. I mean, why would the odds are just the same? Yeah. Oldham better 6 points better off than Gillingham. I know that they're at home, but Oldham's away form, notwithstanding they lost 7-0 to MK Dons, isn't that bad. You know, they kind of around that they had a 3-0 win over Rochdale and a 2-0 win over Fleetwood, and Gillingham's home form, 1-4 at home.
Yes, I'm still a little bit. Look, I'm sitting on the fence here, and I'll tell you why. Like you say, Oldham going much better than Gillingham are in the league at the moment. But then, of course, Oldham had that terrible, terrible run where they lost 4-0 to Yeovil, 7-0 to MK Dons as well. Putting up a quick argument for Oldham, and like I say, I'm sitting on the fence here, but putting up a quick argument for Oldham is, I would say, is that now the Ched Evans saga is over, if you like. Lee Johnson's actually come out and said, I'm glad that we can move on from this now. That, you know, whilst, look, you can't blame that on the 4-0 loss to Yeovil and the 7-0 loss to MK Dons, because that happened before all this came to fruition. But still, now that it's over, I think that Lee Johnson can brush it under the carpet and feel like he can move on. Of course, they're coming off the back of a decent 2-0 win against Fleetwood as well, or Oldham. So on that basis, you could say, a little bit of a fresh start for Lee Johnson's men, if you like, if you do want to put up an argument for Oldham. What I would say about Gillingham is that they've not long got rid of their manager, Peter Taylor. And whilst, you know, I wasn't sure if that was the best move, getting rid of him. I think he's a very good manager. Well, I think he's a decent manager, certainly, especially at a League One level. They did go on a bad run. They're now coming off the back of a 3-1 win against Coventry. Yes, Coventry aren't the greatest side in the world, but still, decent result for Steve Lavelle. Now, he's come in. He came back to Gillingham. He used to play for them. He came back to them and took over the youth team around about a year ago, and now he's the one that's taken the temporary charge, if you like. Still a fairly young manager, and he'll be wanting the job. There's no doubt about it. They haven't done anything about it at the moment, but him and Andy Hessenthaler, they'll be working together to try and get something going here. So I look at Gillingham and I think there's a possibility that they could get something out of this game as well. Where the value lies, in my opinion, is in both teams to score. Now, Gillingham have the highest both teams to score record in League One. 65% of the games that they have played in have seen both teams to score land. 69% of their home games have seen both teams to score as well, which is that's some going, considering that we're now, 26, 27 games into the season, something like that. Couple that with the fact that 58% of Oldham's games have been both teams to score, which isn't too bad either. And I think that in the both teams to score here, you've got a decent bit of value indeed. So I look at this game. There's perhaps a bit more of an argument for Oldham to win this than Gillingham, but I would go with both teams to score overall, Lee.
Yeah, looks a decent bet that, actually. Port Vale Crewe is the final match that we will have a look at in League One. 17-20 Vale, 13-5 the draw, and Crewe are 16-5. Port Vale 11th. Just a point outside the playoffs, though. Whole host of teams on 36 and 35 points. Crewe are in the bottom four with 26 points. So same points as Leighton Orient, but a far inferior goal difference. To be fair to Crewe, they've picked up though, haven't they? I mean, you know, they had that long run where they couldn't get a win, and then they've won three of the last five. They did lose to Notts County last time out away from home, to a late goal from Billy Daniels, when they looked like they were going to maybe get a draw out of it, but didn't. Port Vale are in a funny one. They just win one, lose one, win one, lose one now at the moment. It's been going on for about five games. So if that continues, they're due to lose to Crewe, but I'm not sure that's how you should frame your bets.
No.
Can you give me a better way of doing it?
Well, I can't. Not to be honest, in terms of value, to be honest, Lee. But what I will say is that, you know, Crewe, like you said, are going fairly well at the moment. And they are reaping the rewards, if you like, of sticking by manager Steve Davis. Remember when he got them promoted to League One from League Two? They were playing some scintillating football. That was the year that Nick Powell scored that brilliant goal at Wembley. Playing some excellent football, blah, 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 doing really well. And then they had a terrible, terrible start to this season. But they did stick by him. And then in signing Nicky Adjose in there, and Uje Fiatsu as well. Like I've mentioned a couple of times already, I thought that those two were the signings that would turn their season. They have to an extent, and they've given them hope to stay up now. That's all they wanted, was just hope to stay up, because before, it looked like a sure thing. What I would say about Port Vale is, first of all, something to bear in mind is that they've got a huge boost this weekend, because Tom Pope, their main man, their guy that scored 58 goals for them in something like two and a half seasons, Tom Pope, he's been out for 3 months. He may well return on Saturday. That'll give everyone at the club a big boost. And I say boost as if they're sort of down at the bottom, the lower reaches of League One. They're not. They're doing okay. They're 11th in the table at the moment. And actually, since Rob Page has come in and taken over from Mickey Adams, well, when he came in around September time, I think it was, they were 23rd in League One, and now they're 11th. So that just tells you what a job he's done. They've got the added incentive of also knowing that should they beat Crewe on the weekend, that they will finish the weekend in the playoffs. Now, bearing in mind that they're 11th already, knowing that if they win, they will finish the weekend in the playoffs, that is a huge incentive. And by the way, if you're wondering how that's possible, it's because, of course, we've got a few FA Cup matches as well, and teams in and around the playoffs in League One are doing fairly well in the FA Cup at the moment. So it's a real, real opportunity for Port Vale to stake a claim on what are becoming quite tight playoff spots at the moment. So on that basis, the fact that Tom Pope is coming back, I'm not saying he's going to start, by the way, and on the fact that actually Port Vale's home record is pretty good. They've won three out of their last four league games at home as well. Wins, you know, by the way, they've won their last three home games 2-1, so bear that in mind as well. They beat Sheffield United 2-1, they beat Gillingham 2-1, they beat Peterborough 2-1. I think there's an argument here that Port Vale at 17-20 is actually a decent price. Otherwise, I think there's another argument that the Port Vale win and both teams to score is worth a look, Lee. Prices have just disappeared off my screen, so you might have to help me out on that one.
I'll have a look.
But for the main reason that Crewe now have goal scorers in their team, the likes of Adjose and Nick Piatsu, and they are scoring a few goals, suggests to me that they can nick one. But actually, the incentive of going into the playoffs, the fact that Tom Pope is back, and the fact that Port Vale are going well at home, suggests to me that Port Vale are going to win this one.
13-5 for Port Vale to win and both teams to score.
Yeah, it's not a bad price. No. Either of those two, the 17-20 may seem a little bit short. I quite like it. Otherwise, if you want a bit more value, Port Vale win and both teams to score.
That's League One done and dusted. Three matches in League Two to have a look at. Just a reminder that all the FA Cup previews, all 16 matches, are looked at on the Punt podcast and the Championship version of this podcast. Let's start then, Sam, with Shrewsbury versus Stevenage in League Two. The prices, first of all, Shrewsbury are 3-4, Stevenage 4-1, and the draw is 5-2. Stevenage are seventh with 41 points, and Shrewsbury Town are in the top three in an automatic promotion spot. 48 points, two clear of Luton and Newport County. Cracking game, this one on paper.
Oh, certainly so. And I think punters out there have got to be careful. You may well look at this and think this is a surefire Shrewsbury win, and you might get carried away. You might go with a -2 handicap or something like that. Be careful, because Stevenage, at the moment, are the informed side in League Two at the moment. They're going very, very well indeed. They have now won five out of their last six in the league. The only one they didn't win was a 0-0 draw as well, so they didn't concede on that day. Just some excellent results in there. I mean, a 2-1 win against Wimbledon is decent. A 2-0 win away at York. York is a tough place to go and play football. Another 2-0 away win in there as well. They're a decent side. And, Graham Wesley is doing an excellent... I know he's not the most popular manager in the world, but he's doing a very good job, and he's got them into the playoffs now. It's another... League Two is another tight division when it comes to those playoff spots as well. You know, one loss, and they could find themselves 10th, 11th, 12th, something like that. But at the moment, they're sitting pretty in 7th place inside those playoffs. And... You know, this is what I'm saying. Be careful, because I'm saying don't get carried away with your correct score 3-0, 4-0 or minus 2 handicap or something, because I don't think it's going to be like that. Shrewsbury beat Hartlepool 3-0 at home, but Hartlepool are a horrendous side, especially away from home. Other results at home have been quite tight. They beat Walsall 1-0, they beat Burton Albion 1-0, and they beat Morecambe 1-0. So 3 of their last 5 home games have been 1-0 wins, and to be honest, Lee, I think it's going to be another similar story here. Don't put up too many correct scores. And 5-1 isn't the biggest in the world, but you're playing on a 5-1 shot that would have landed on 3 of the last 5 occasions at home. So I'm going to go with Shrewsbury to win 1-0 here, just because I think they're very good defensively. They've just signed Keith Southern as well, who's played... He's a veteran now, played in all the divisions. Well, not all the divisions in the world, but I mean, he's played in all the divisions in England, all the notable ones. He's 33... He's a central defensive midfielder as well, so there's further iron in that team now, if you like, with the signing of Southern. And, I think they're going to grind it out. They don't concede many at home at all. In fact, the last time they did concede was when Chelsea scored, and that seems like an absolute age ago. That was at home, sorry. They don't concede at home very often, let me reiterate. So, I think it's going to be another similar story here. Shrewsbury to win 2-0 is possibly worth a look at 8-5 as well. But if it's going to be a win 2-0, I see it being a tight 1-0 or something like that. So really, Lee, my best bet in this one is Shrewsbury to win 1-0. But there are other common themes there. Shrewsbury to win by one goal, or is it plus 0.5 handicap, something like that? You may have to help.
Well, the kind of winning margin bet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it's the plus one, minus one in the handicap column. It's the middle one, basically. So you're looking at...
12-5, is it?
What's that, sorry?
Is it 12-5?
That
right
sounds
now?
About right.
Yeah, it looks like 12-5 what I'm looking at.
It's not opening on my PC at the minute, but I'll tell you in a second.
So that may well be worth a look. Like I say, the Shrewsbury 1-0 at 5-1, in my opinion, is worth a look, or even the Shrewsbury to win 2-0 at 8-5. But I don't think it's going to be a thrashing. And I think even I guess 3-4 for the outright price isn't the worst price in the world as well, but it's going to be a tight one.
Yeah, that's it. Shrewsbury minus one versus Stevenage plus one, 12-5. It is basically a one goal winning margin for Shrewsbury. Let's have a look at Northampton Town versus Newport next, shall we? Northampton are 6-4, Newport 19-10, and the biggest price of the three is the draw at 11-5. 5th place Newport versus 15th place Northampton, and a full 15 points between the two of them as well. Newport's form has been good. They lost 4-0 to Cambridge, which was a bit of a shock, but before that they'd won 7 of the previous 8 games. They also lost 3-0 at Luton, so every so often they go away and lose fairly heavily, but they bounce back pretty well. Northampton have won their last 2 games and are unbeaten in 3 as well. They've beaten Dagenham, who are in the bottom 2, Exeter, who are 8th, and they drew with Southend, who are 6th. So they've been picking up some reasonable results against better clubs, haven't they?
Oh, certainly so. And they're quite an excellent team, Newport. And if you look at their results lately, I mean, you've read some of them out, Lee, but 4 out of the last 5 games that they've had, they've won. And they've won them, 3 out of those 4 have been to nil as well. So they're playing very well. Of course, coming off the back of a 4-0 loss to Cambridge, which is a sort of come down, if you like, or back to reality, if you like. But just that Edinburgh has now signed a contract extension, which... Well, it's excellent for him. It's more so, it's excellent for the club, to be honest, because he's been there a while now. He's done a quite incredible job for Newport County, and he was linked with a couple of other jobs, the Gillingham job and a couple of other jobs in League One as well. So great news for the club. Great news for the league as well. I mean, we've seen just going off on a slight tangent, we've seen Gareth Ainsworth sign, what, a 5-year contract extension? I mean, this is excellent news that young managers are being given a real opportunity here, and we're not necessarily seeing the managerial merry-go-round that we've seen in the last couple of years in the Football League. So, yeah, good for Justin Edinburgh. But, yeah, 4 out of the last 5 that Newport have won, and you compare that to Northampton, who were on quite a horrendous run. They've sorted themselves out a little bit, but still, the fact remains that they've only won 1 out of their last 4 home games. Their performances have improved, especially at home. Their away record is still pretty poor, even though they're coming off the back of a win. I just think here that Newport are decent value, Lee. 19-10 they are. They are one of the informed sides in League 2 at the moment. Doing very well. They've got that positivity with Justin Edinburgh as well. They're third based on form in League 2 on 6 games as well. I think they go to Northampton here and they beat Northampton. And at 19-10, it's a decent price. Because remember, Newport are still bang in form. And whilst Northampton aren't quite as bad as they were, they are still not great. So I play the away opposition here and I look at how well they're doing as opposed to how badly Northampton were doing. Because that was an argument you could have made a few weeks ago. Maybe not quite as much now, but I still think Newport are the play at 19-10.
Tranmere versus Hartlepool is where we'll finish off. Tranmere 5-6, Hartlepool 7-2, and it's 12-5 the price for the draw. Hartlepool rock bottom with 17 points and all but down. We say this pretty much every week. Tranmere Rovers fighting for their lives still, and the same points as Dagenham and Redbridge, 26. But there are a lot of teams above them who are catchable. 16th place Portsmouth are on 29 points. So if results go their way, then they could find themselves pulling clear. And put simply, I mean, we could talk about stats and results. Put simply, every team in this division has to beat Hartlepool.
Yeah, Hartlepool are possibly one of the worst. There's an argument that Hartlepool are the worst League Two side that we've had, maybe in a decade. If anyone wants to tweet in or anything like that and find someone that's worse, fair enough. But at this stage, to have only picked up 17 points from 26 matches, the lack of goals that they score as well, it's so blatantly obvious that they just can't score goals. If that's the case, do what you can to get yourselves a striker. I know they've been linked with a few strikers, but they actually need to sign a goal scorer somehow, because it is, as things stand, they are absolutely bombing down to the conference and out of the Football League. So their away record as well, of course, they're playing away at the weekend. Their away record is pretty horrendous. They've now lost 6 out of their last 8, 6 out of their last 7 away games. They drew one all. They drew one all away at Mansfield. But you compare it to Tranmere, who, yes, they are fighting for their lives, 22nd. I'm pretty confident that they're going to stay up, Lee. And I've said it before, but I really rate Mickey Adams as a manager in this. He knows League 2 inside out. He's got Port Vale promoted. He's got a couple of other League 2 promotions under his belt as well. When he took over at Port Vale, they weren't going too well in League 2 either. I'm pretty confident that he gets them out of the mire. He's not done too badly since he's come in. And actually, I think one of the first bets that I'm going to put on next season is providing they do stay up, is Tranmere to get promotion from League 2. Because I think sometimes having a manager like that can be a huge boost for you. But anyway, back to the present. And Tranmere have won 3 out of 4 home games. And of course, like I say, Hartlepool lost 6 out of 7 away games. It's a pretty obvious one, to be honest here, to go with Tranmere, because they like you say, every team has to look at Hartlepool and think, this is an opportunity for us to score a few goals and to win quite comfortably. And I'm quite surprised that Tranmere are 5-6. You know, sometimes you have to play the opposition. I said I wasn't going to play the opposition necessarily in the Northampton-Newport game. I was going with the fact that Newport are very good. In this case, you just have to play the opposition and say Hartlepool are almost definitely not going to get anything out of this. 7-2 for them is far too short. And on that basis, 5-6 makes quite good value. So Tranmere 5-6, I really do like that price, Lee.
Yeah, it looks nice. It does look. I think, yeah, like you say, you've just got to oppose them with everything you've got, really. Nap time. Pete, like I said, gave his on the Championship / FA Cup podcast this week. He's gone for a Preston win against Sheffield United at 11-10 for these reasons why. Check out that podcast. I've gone for the Manchester City Middlesbrough game to be a draw at 30 minutes at 17-20. Based around the idea that Borough will be well organised, haven't conceded a goal in the last three games, and Man City don't usually spring out of the blocks. They're a patient side who will get them in the end. Sam, you're way out ahead. You're at £73.50. You were chinned last week for being a little bit clever, weren't you? You went for the under two goals instead of the under 2.5,
and that nearly landed. Isn't
it 1-1 as well, wasn't it?
It was a poor game, that one.
1-1.
Yeah.
But that is a nice idea. So you're on £73.50. Pete's minus 80 and I'm minus 41. So you're still about 110 quid ahead.
Yeah. Part of me really wants to go with Tranmere to beat Hartlepool because I'm almost certain it was. And if I could pick an outright price, that's my best one in the Football League this weekend. But
right.
I'm so tempted by Port Vale to win and both teams to score. Then I think I'm going to have to go for it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with Port Vale. I feel like I'm in a little bit of a position that I can.
Yeah, you can. I think that's fair.
So Port Vale to beat Crewe. Both teams to score at 13-5. I'm going to go with Lee.
It looks a decent one, that, Sam. Very good. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the weekend.
And you.
Cheers, Sam. If you're betting on anything this weekend, then very best of luck. If you want to spread the word about the podcast, we don't ask for anything from you. No money or anything, just your ears. Tell a friend. You can get it from the 72.co.uk. WilliamHill.com/podcast. It's on iTunes as well, and it'll get delivered straight to your phone or your tablet or your PC if you just search William Hill Football Podcasts. Thanks very much for listening, and good luck with your bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.